in some Buddhist countries, you know, people have the custom on following 8 precepts on 4 moon days or something like this. And Jonathan said, oh, that's definitely a rite and ritual. But, I mean, it very much depends on the cheetahs. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong in going to the temple and following 8 precepts. It can be with right or wrong understanding. It doesn't mean that one shouldn't behave like
that. I think that's not the teachings of Buddha in other religions. It's okay because everyone knows that killing is not good. So they have rule like that. But for Buddhism, it's the matter of developing understanding so one can realize whether it's wholesome and how can it come to be sila. Today in Thailand, they're going to revive the Samadana sila each morning. People who do not understand this might say that, oh, so nice, so good, so well. But how can those people who Samadhan keep it without any understanding at all? See, because this can be done for 100 years, but there is still killing and stealing and so forth by akusla, because they just follow the pattern, but they don't understand it. So after the 5 sila, we can go on to the 8 sila, because usually it's not the household people's precepts. So if anyone would like to develop it, as it would become the Upanishyapachya, to be an arahata. And it depends on citta too, because one hasn't become a sotapanna yet, see? And then one wish to have such accumulation. But it's not wrong. It depends on kusala, but not on desire. Because if you ask someone, why do you keep the 8 precepts? They will say, I'd like to be beautiful next life. Something like that,
yeah,
see?
Yeah,
something like that.
I want to have a better life next time.
Yeah. Yeah, and they all wear white and observe 8 precepts, and they wear diamond brooch. And then I ask, why they do wear white? Just that, because 8 precepts can be observed without wearing white. Yeah. They said, but it looks beautiful. Yeah. See? Yeah. So what is it? No understanding, just falling by
right.
Thinking that it will give very good result. Okay.
They're not wearing white, just following 8 precepts. So not eating after midday is just a chance to reflect on attachment to food.
What about other religions? If that religion said that don't eat or of 8 precepts like Buddha's teaching?
Yeah, Judaism has,
no
has 613.
Yeah. Just follow.
Upasata sila. What does it mean? Upasata.
Observe 8 precepts on this one pra.
Holy day.
On the holy day. So
yeah.
This is in.
This is 8 precepts on that special day.
So
it's called differently.
People will say, okay, they're doing exactly what is recommended in the sutta.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the sutta about what the wise prescribe or declare or exhort to, one of the wise prescribe
mm-hmm.
giving, harmlessness, service to parents, upasata sila.
Yeah,
right.
How wise one is.
With panya.
To observe it.
So people will say, why not try to follow, showing respect to parents, upasata sila, following 8 precepts.
What she's saying is that it's mentioned in the Tipitaka.
Yes,
so
but the wise one, how wise one is.
How wise one is.
To observe it.
So in other words, it's a description of the wise one and how the wise one behaves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not saying, what should you do, but it's describing how the wise one is. Why does it use words like prescribe, declare, exhort to? It just means the wise one recommends this.
And you know that it's not the worldly householder to do that. So it's extra day in the old days, no Sunday. But it's still kept because, as it said, one in full moon or something like that.
Yes.
It's the day that people know because they do not have calendar, so they all went to. But that can be tradition if we
like in Sri Lanka, they keep this day very...
But do they understand and what citta is there?
Members of a family all had very good sila, so for them it was not a big problem to keep on certain days 8 precepts.
Yeah. Some say that even children keep it. Yeah. In the Buddha's time?
In the Buddha's time.
Children? To me, I don't think that it must be very serious on what day or at what time.
Right.
Because usually the development of the right speech and deeds are more important than just keep it for a day and thinking badly about the others and because without understanding you can see that there's frivolous talk in a day, not understanding anything at all. So why keeping it? See?
But going back to, for example, this sutta which ties into the question, I might say, okay, one should honor and show generosity to one's parents, like it's taught by the Buddha in the sutta. We would say that. So why wouldn't one say, oh, and respect the upasita sila, like in the same sutta?
Okay, if one would like to. Because if one is honest, how many sila one has? Can we have more than that?
Have you got five?
Yes. So it just depends if one would like to actually thinking of right speech.
Yeah, and also it's said about another way of observing another kind of eight sila too, by having right speech and right deeds.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you would say this one is more important?
Mm-hmm. It depends on accumulation tendency. Anyone can have kusala citta, it's all right. But if it's only observing without kusala citta and understanding, what's the use?
One question about speech. We all, or it's very natural, people talk a lot about people, even in a Dharma context, like yesterday in the discussion. And there's a lot of comparing. I don't think it's very helpful. It's like clinging to the idea of a personal self behind it. Is there anything you can add
about
that?
What do you think?
It's mana. Is it mana?
Right. It is mana, but if you're talking about Betty's akusla, it can be talking about Dhamma too, about akusla.
It's very easy to fixate on a person rather than understanding cheetahs and chetasis.
And they were also complicated.
I think that it indicates not enough understanding. Because for Sarah, you think that you don't like this way at that moment. You forget about whatever happens. Yeah. And when there is more sympathy and more understanding, that no one can stop what has happened.
Arisen,
yeah.
Yes.
Can you select situation?
No, exactly.
And when are you going to have parami?
Right, at that moment.
Later on? Oh, right then.
Yeah, right.
I was going to ask one of these questions. Abandon arisen unwholesome states, eliminating them by a variety of methods, such as replacing them by the opposite thought. And I've thought, because I react, when people start comparing each other, it's like, well, think about something else. Don't really listen to this person. It's all those instructions, making an effort to prevent the unwholesome arisen from arising. Following is a paraphrasing of a part of a lecture on Eightfold Path by Bhikkhu Bodhi, where he's discussing the four aspects of right effort.
Right effort, samapadana.
Samawiriyad, actually, says here.
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm. And if someone else is talking in a manner that's not wholesome, that is not any akusala on our part. And we don't have to exert any effort on account of the akusala that is being spoken by that person, because that's their akusala, not ours. So if we have dosa at that time, then that is a kusala on our part.
Comparing you with the other speech, why not follow the stream and develop right understanding? Because everything's gone. Now I think that yevapanaka just mean those dhamma which are not mentioned.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
That's the meaning.
Yeah. Okay.
The ones not mentioned.
It's there, but it's not mentioned. Like pasa, it's not mentioned, even it's there. Yeah.
Yes. So no particular reason why these ones are not mentioned, not because they're
as much as we can know that which not mentioned,
not specifically mentioned.
Yeah.
and this comment about, well, they just arise when it's appropriate. It's just a general statement.
So it's no need to mention.
But it doesn't mean they're less important or anything.
That is what you think, and you can think a lot about it, but since it's there and it's not mentioned, that is the meaning of Yevapana.
I think on these examples on the right and wrong speech, yes, if someone is saying something which doesn't seem wholesome, there can be responding with metta, there can be responding with mana, there can be responding with dosa. I think also there can be, in my case, sometimes there's a kind of dosa, but a kind of fear of being sucked into it or something, or starting to say things which...
or not wanting to be like the others.
So then it's mana
again. It's quite useless to talk about other people.
Can one really say there is a big distinction in the teachings for the monk and the layperson?
For the deeds and speech of monk.
For the deeds and speech of monk, because it's also according to understanding.
Is it, when they refer to monk, are they referring to actually a monk or someone who's enlightened?
Well, often it's to someone who is enlightened or living like an arahant.
Patimokkha? Patimokkha is for...
Awareness. But again, it's the understanding that's important.
Understanding the value of all patimokkha.
Okay.
Vinaya for once.
Can one say there is a big difference between the life of a monk and the difference of a layperson?
Quite apart. The earth and the sky.
Right. So it's quite a different life, but in terms of understanding or development of Satipatthana, no difference.
Mm-hmm. What do you say is that difference? Is that because of the Vinaya or is it?
Yeah.
In the end, it's about abstaining from sensual pleasures, sensual objects, in the case of the monks. And in the case of layperson, they cannot do without sensual objects, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that's so true in the monkhood today. I'm not sure because...
I mean, we don't talk about today.
No.
Okay.
We talk about monk in the Buddha.
So why is
the religion a rule of Vinaya discipline?
Right.
Because anyone who would become a monk depends on very great accumulation to develop right understanding in such life.
So you say a monk at that time, actually not necessarily one who's
a monk who after Vinaya,
just
no matter any time.
So what is the difference between, say, somebody taking 8 precepts now and trying to live by that, and the monk taking however many, 300 and something? What difference is there? Isn't it only...
the accumulation to be able to observe such life according to
not one's all monks can keep those though, can they?
So there's monk, not monk.
That's why they've got the Vinaya, because
so
not everybody can keep it.
Yeah, but even the monk who says those things can't
still
always
have
keep them.
And so they have time to say they have done such and such wrong thing in order that they wouldn't
they have
do it
to,
again.
So they have, to,
they have like confession.
Once
somebody
or twice a month.
They can keep the Vinaya. Monk today can actually keep the rules.
Yeah.
Although the rest of the monks, a lot of the monks aren't keeping the rules.
Very difficult. Are there any rules in the 227 that are impossible to keep today, whether you wanted to or not?
One can keep, but the others cannot. And how can you live together?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. And for our precepts, I don't think that we should be serious to count how many we have, but do the best.
Moment by moment.
We can do like the Vinaya of monks if we'd like, and it's very good manners. Why not the others too? So we don't have to count how many do we have, 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 9, or 10. The best thing is to know the moment
to
with
know them and have when the moment
kusala.
Is okay, when the moment is there to do it.
Or kusala citta arises. Mm. It has to be done by kusala only.
That's what I was telling Christine just now. I think bringing in the factor of whether keeping the 8 precepts is right or ritual is quite unnecessary. Isn't it better to know that whether we're doing it with self-view or not?
And who would you like to give it to? Children or friends or yourself?
Give it to
me? The monk gives precepts, right?
No, I'm talking about going back to keeping the
what about
precepts.
5 precepts first? Mm. It's good.
It
And if you tell the others that these five things are so good that anyone should follow, and even children can listen and have such tendency not to break or not to do ill deeds, it's helped because they cannot understand about wholesomeness and unwholesomeness. But even so, it's nice thing to do. It's good, it's wholesome. About five precepts. And if you know more about eight precepts, so it depends on the individuals to know oneself. Yes. Whether they...
So it's good to talk about it, to express the value of it, but then to tell everyone to do it is a different thing.
Right, right.
However, my children, I taught the precepts to, and even at 25, my oldest daughter wouldn't kill the ants at work. Her boss told her to get rid of those ants off the sink. And she said, no, my mother's told me never to kill anything. So she wouldn't do it.
So my mother's told me.
She wouldn't kill. She said, my mother said it's bad karma to do.
Not just being told, but she... And
she did appreciate it because she just said no.
And in the old days, I think that even in the Atthakatha, the commentary, there is also example like queen went to have the eight precepts in her teacher's residence or dwelling place. So the eight precepts is different from five precepts because one doesn't always have eight precepts in a day. So on that special day, like the one pra, thinking about the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha, there can be conditions for that particular person to observe precepts. So it depends on the tendency and the accumulation. So one know oneself, which kind of eight precepts would one like to observe? The eight with the speech and deeds, or the eight with the not eating, or four speech, three deeds, and plus livelihoods.
Four speech?
It's better because it's also included in Vinaya. Man cannot speak harsh words.
In the case of perfume, if you know that you normally sweat and smell bad and you travel in a crowd, how can you think about keeping...
Because you can make the smell go away without using the perfume.
Well, for example, deodorants come in unscented varieties.
Aloba Chetasika is sometimes referred to as Dana. And aloba arises with all wholesome citta. So sometimes people say all kusala is dana. This friend's coming.
Should be sila or...
Or dana.
Or dana.
I see.
They say because aloba is sometimes translated as generosity or referred to as dana.
And andosa?
Andosa, I'm not sure, but I'm just mentioning aloba. So you can't say all kusala
is dana. But when citta is kusala and it's not yet give away thing,
there has to be someone to receive it.
Or it can be different kind of dana, like abhaya dana, but it's not thinking about those who have done good deed. Nothing to do with abhaya dana.
I think it's maybe confusion because under the definition of aloba, it refers to dana.
Or you can be kind without giving. Very kind, very friendly without giving.
But when you're just friendly or kind, you can't call it a kind of generosity.
Yeah. Where is it? The question is, where do you bring that point?
Oh, one of our friends said it.
Yes, from where?
Oh, from where?
From the text you support.
No, I think he made his own inference. He didn't say it was written. He just inferred from the fact that aloba is personally...
I think it's a translation of aloba.
From what book? Who's the author?
I've actually seen it, but I forget now. I've seen
Tipitaka and commentaries?
Yes, I've seen a translation of aloba as being dana.
That is a characteristic of aloba.
Yes, characteristic of aloba is dana.
But what about the characteristic of adosa and amoha, see? Because they arise together, aloba and adosa.
Okay, so dana is a characteristic of aloba.
It's the means for kusala to be accomplished.
So I hear you saying that aloba, adosa arise together, but sometimes one manifests. So if adosa manifests, then it's not dana.
They arise together, that's all.
But in the case of dana, is it aloba?
It depends on whether karuna is so very evident. or generosity?
Which one is stronger?
It depends. How can you select or make it to be this or that?
So is ardosa a jitasika on its own, or is it metta?
Friendliness.
So it's metta.
Whenever there is dosa, there cannot be metta.
No, ardosa.
Ardosa.
Ardosa. Is that metta?
If the object is a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are 52 jitasikas. That's all.
But ardosa can arise other than when the object is a person.
Okay.